Acts chapter 8, beginning at verse 26. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." This is an isolated area. So he got up and went, and there was a man, an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship. He was on his way home, sitting in his chariot and reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit told Philip, "Go over there and stay close to that chariot." Philip ran up to it and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet. Philip asked, "Do you understand what you're reading?" The man replied, "How can I unless someone explains it to me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading was this: "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who will talk about his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." The eunuch said to Philip, "I ask you, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began to speak. Starting with that very passage of scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. As they were traveling along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What is there to prevent me from being baptized?" He ordered the chariot to stop. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they stepped up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away. The eunuch did not see him anymore, but went on his way, rejoicing. Philip, however, found himself at Azotus, and as he went from place to place, he preached the gospel in all the towns until he came to Caesarea.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.